One. Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We have an interesting show for you here. It is one really pretty much by popular demand. We have two guests with us, Sean McDonald and Dr. Hillerman. And I have to tell you, we have experts here to talk to you about the Nanosoma products. This is really good because some of you have said, Dave, is there any research to back up the products? We know you've had great luck. We've heard other testimonials, but is there any research? And so there's over 30 studies sent to me by my friend Scotty Sachs, who got me these products when I was deathly ill last year, and these products brought me through. And they said, no, will anyone from a medical establishment come on and talk about this? Well, we've answered the call. I'm going to say this to you people very bluntly. I would not be here today. And I want to tell my story here very quickly. I would not be here today if it was not for these products and my good friend Scotty Sachs. Last year in March and April, I was deathly ill. I had pneumonia. I got through that with steroids and antibiotics, but I had RSV with strep lung linings, and two experts, including pulmonologist I've known for 30 years, said, Dave, I'm afraid those strep lung linings aren't coming back at your age. And you've got seasonal asthma, and that's exacerbating this. And we're just going to have to adjust. And we talked about things like oxygen down the road. And I'm telling you, I would not be behind the microphone. Well, I'm pretty stubborn and determined. Okay. And my faith in God stepped in, and my friend Scotty Sachs and Dave said, hey, here's Nanosoma spray. Dave, it's five sprays once a day, maintenance. You need to do it every hour on the hour. And Sean reinforced that when I was introduced to Sean by Scotty. I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. Literally could not walk up a flight of stairs. In 2 weeks, I was walking up the flight of stairs. And I told my wife, I says, I'm not accepting this. And so I kept using the product and I kept expanding my activities. And then I got into the gym and things started to fall into place. But the problem is I got an aging body. Okay. I abused it as an athlete. And so I started to have the knee on knee, bone on bone pain with my knee, which made me stop playing basketball in my 40s. And it was starting to kick in when I would do squats and deadlifts. And so Scotty said, hey, Dave, the gel, do the gel. And I put the gel on. Now, the gel has other uses, but for me, the pluripotent stem cells I think advertise on there, I believe, is what happened to my knee. Now, I haven't had an MRI. But yesterday we did 20,000 steps. The day before, squats, leg lifts, sled pulls, and all that. I have sore muscles today. Today's a swimming day, but I have no joint pain. I have no inflammation. And it's because of this second product. And then, of course, we have the vanity product, the skin cream, fine lines and wrinkles and cuts and all these good things. This takes care of that too. And what I wanted to do, because people will say, well, Dave, that's your experience. Anecdotal is not research. I know. I used to teach research at the university level. So I realize that. So there are 30 studies out there, but today we wanted to bring on an expert, a doctor, to talk about this product. And the doctor also happens to be, okay, he manages the activities in the EU, much like Sean does here in North America. So, gentlemen, sorry for the lengthy intro. But I wanted to tell people the real purpose for this. This isn't just an infomercial, because I'm not going to rest till everyone's on these products because they work. They save my life and they can help you. And you don't have to have strep lung linings. It's whatever is ailing you. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah,
Thank you
it's
so
great
much,
to be
Dave.
here. Great to be here, and it's always I never tire of hearing about your experience. It's remarkable, and I love to be able to say that you're not alone. There are so many people that have had such profound outcomes through using these products and through developing their understanding of these products. And it's
Yes.
always a pleasure to come on and talk about them to help people understand further. And what a delight to have my colleague, Dr. Roland Hillerman, who's in Germany at the moment, join us. Roland has 30 years as a naturopathic doctor in his background and understands these products at a level that I think is going to be very exciting for you two to engage on. So I'm going to pass that over to Roland and let him introduce himself to you.
Yeah, Roland, tell us a little bit about your background, if you would, please.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. Thanks, Dave. And thank you for having me on your show.
Our pleasure.
My name is German and I live in Germany, but my origins, and you can hear it from my accent, I come from South Africa, where I grew up, and I studied medicine and naturopathy and homeopathy. And I've been in natural therapies for about 30 years. And I was approached by Dr. Presser, who owns Magic Dicle, the distributor of the NanoSoma product, whether I could help him with the European market. So we started from scratch, got all the patents and all the brands and everything registered properly with all the councils, and have it bottled in a pharmaceutical grade bottling plant, so to make sure that all these things are done properly. And I tried it on myself. My story is perhaps not as dramatic as yours, Dave, but I'd been suffering from hypoglycemia basically all my adult life, because we had a conscription where I come from, and I had to go to the army, and we got five vaccines in one shot. And then I changed from the army to the Air Force 6 weeks later, and I got them all again. And then I had mononucleosis, which is glandular fever or Epstein-Barr virus, and I was out of action for 3 or 4 months. And after that, I became hypoglycemic. So I had to eat five times a day to make sure my sugar levels were right. And when I started with the NanoSoma, it took maybe 10 or 14 days, and all my glands swelled up. And I got the rash on the chest and back, which is typical for glandular fever, and night sweats and fevers at night for 3 or 4 nights. And being a naturopath, I knew what was happening. All the old symptoms were coming up. And week 10 days after that, my blood sugar has been stable ever since. So I eat when I'm hungry, and I sense hunger naturally. I don't go into hypoglycemia attack and start shaking and becoming all agitated and sweaty and nervous, which is wonderful, because I've become a lot more resilient and more stable that way, even after many years of keeping it at bay with other medicines. But with this, it's truly gone, and I'm happy to see that. And then I started giving it to my patients, and I saw autoimmune problems go away, and I saw chronic inflammation go away and chronic viruses, and I was fascinated. What one also sees is that the mood improves, because it adapts the receptors of the dopamine and other things, which makes people feel more resilient and more even mooded, which is something that was a bit of a byproduct, because that research hadn't been done to the extent it has been done now when I started out. Anyway, but then I got really involved more and more and more, and my practice has gone into the background. What was very fascinating was during the COVID time, that people who took NanoSoma hardly ever got COVID, and if they did, it was mild, and if it was more intense, it went away very quickly. And we used it for long COVID and post-COVID and people with vaccine problems. And that really convinced me. I mean, when I got into that story, because everybody was up in arms and being worried about lockdowns and masks and vaccines, and you weren't sure whether you should take it or not take it, and all these things. So for me, it was a wonderful product. One more sentence to that. My father's 88 years old, and he sprays NanoSoma into his eyes because he's got macular degeneration. And with his last visit to the ophthalmic surgeon, he said, "Well, the process has stopped. The scarring won't go away, but the process isn't there, so it's not getting worse." And during the COVID time, he lives in an old age village. Everybody was trying to convince him that he has to get vaccinated, and he was going, "No, no, no." My son said, "It's not been proven enough. I'm not sure. Maybe I shouldn't take it." Anyway, he went to the birthday party, and all the vaccinated people got sick, and he was the only one who didn't get sick. And then he said, "Well, told you so."
Yeah, it's amazing. Your reaction as a medical professional is a lot different than what I got. And this is someone who I knew. In March of last year, about mid-March, I went and visited the pulmonologist, and he goes, "You're a mess. I even had the fever blisters on my mouth and all. It was really ugly. And he this is where he gave me the real negative prognosis. He said, unless you slip a lot more, he says, I'll see you back here in 3 months and then we'll decide what we're going to do. So in that 3 month period, I was back to functional and I was close to surpassing where I was at by that period of time. I come back in his office. He didn't even look at me in terms of testing. He just said, what the heck happened to you? He goes, you look like an entirely different person than the one I saw back in March. And I said, well, I'm ready for any test you want to give me. And he says, I don't need a test. And I said, well, are we going to do anything? He goes, well, tell me what you're doing. And I told him my workout routine. And he says, no. He says, in fact, actually, you shouldn't be on any medication at all. And he said, what did you do? And I said, well, NanoSoma. What? What's that? And I explained it to him. Okay. And I'd taken this little handbag with it. And I pulled it out. I said, this. He goes, is this prescription? I says, no. He didn't want to hear it. I'm being very serious. If it doesn't come from Big Pharma, he didn't want to hear it. And this is a good doctor, a guy that I like. But nonetheless, here I am. And I go back, I think, next March, because he wanted to see me again just as a follow-up. But I'm doing things I haven't done in 25, 26 years. Now, a lot of that's because of the gel. And what I'm curious about, and I'd like to ask you this question. Okay, I played basketball into my 40s. I was still pretty athletic and quick, but the bone on bone started and the knees would go like this. And I just said, I don't want a knee replacement in 5 years, so I got to stop playing. So I stopped playing. Okay, today I play a little bit. I got to worry about my advanced age because of ACLs and things like that. But I play a little bit. And I don't get any inflammation now. I noticed on the flyers we have, it says pluripotent stem cells. Is that what's going on with my knee and why the knee doesn't respond to the same stress in the same way that it used to?
Well, Dave, you have to know that at when we're born as babies, we have a lot of pluripotent cells, stem cells in our body because we're born with them. And over time, with aging and with the environmental stresses and illnesses and so on, the number of them reduces. You can go into things like Yamanaka and Klotho, but that's a lot of detail. And when you take NanoSoma, it expresses the genes of the nucleus, helping your body to create new pluripotent stem cells out of fibroblasts. Now, you have to know fibroblasts are cells in your body that don't have a nucleus, and they're all over in your connective tissue. And your body basically relearns what it did when you were a baby. And starts producing what needs to be produced at whatever place. I mean, we see the pluripotent stem cells not only regenerate cartilage, but if you have nerve damage through neuropathies and things like that, then it grows new Schwann cells. Or if you have multiple sclerosis, the cells that protect the nerves are called Schwann cells, and they basically get eroded through an autoimmune process, whatever. That's getting into detail, but it teaches your body to produce pluripotent stem cells to repair what needs to be repaired.
So I was right about the pluripotent stem cells being the active ingredient.
Oh yes. Oh
Yes,
yes.
okay. That
And
because I did
one
some
other
research.
sentence, Dave, you were talking about your lung issue. When you have a viral infection, also bacterial infections, bacteria and viruses are quite clever. When they infect you, they will block the vitamin D receptors in this in the nucleus of your cell. And through blocking the receptors, the effect of even if you take vitamin D, it won't work because vitamin D can't bind onto the receptor. But if you take NanoSoma, it binds to the receptor stronger than the viruses or the bacteria do. So you have all the benefits of taking vitamin D and what it does to your immune system again. That's why you can recover better and quicker.
Gentlemen, let me jump in here real quick. It's a good
Yes.
time to say this, and it's important to say that these products do not treat, cure, heal, or prevent any disease. There is an active ingredient in the products, NanoSoma Topical Gel, and NanoSoma Skin Cream, that is consistent throughout. That is what is prompting the body to do all of these amazing things that Dr. Rowland is talking about. And that is what is called a nanoemulsion of polycosanol. Polycosanol is a series of long-chain lipid alcohols that form a molecule, and it's found in food and plant life, unrefined food and plant life. And it's important to understand that, because what Dr. Raghavan, the inventor of these products, did is he was able to stabilize this polycosanol molecule at less than 60 nanometers in size, which is about half the size of a virus. It is so microscopic that it penetrates our entire cellular genome when this product is present in or on your body. And that is where the body wakes up and uses this as a tool to take care of itself in ways we've frankly never even imagined possible. So I just wanted to jump in there to give a little bit of clarity about the products and the active ingredients, so there's some context to what Dr. Rowland's talking about. It's not necessarily, it is not the product that is fixing the body. It is the body itself using a tool within this product to go take care of itself in these very, very profound ways.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying that, Sean. I sometimes get carried away because
Okay, it's okay. That's it. It's
I've
all
seen
right.
all these things happen, and yes, but it's very true what you say. It's your body actually doing it itself. So, Dave, all the things that I explained a minute ago, it's not the nanosoma that does it. It's your nanosoma that helps your body do it itself because a healthy body knows how to heal itself. It just needs reprompting.
I would be a good subject for a cross-sectional study, comparing what I used for my situation compared to what other people use and look at the end result. So cross-sectional. Okay. Has the product been around long enough to do a longitudinal study?
It was patented in 2000 and Sean helped me, I think 2008, but it's been on the market since 12 or 14. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, it's been on the market for at least a dozen years. First market, as I understand it, it was released in India. It's quite well known in India. There are some remarkable medical doctors that have written letters to Dr. Raghavan, or Raghu as we call him, about their experiences. So it has been around for quite some time. It's been in the United States since 2019, when the business was established, and I think sales started in early 2020 or late 2019, just before my time. Yeah, pretty sure that's the timeline. Does that mean it's long enough for a longitudinal study? That's a good question for Roland.
Well, there's a generation there that you can look at. Now that's pretty good in terms of long-term data. I mean, certainly we're not going to get something from, say, someone in their 30s that had early onset arthritis, and then they look at them in their 70s. We're not going to have that yet. But we haven't. I mean, if you have something over 10 years, you've got some longevity. I mean, we got drugs coming to market. I don't want to go too deep into this because of the sensors, but we got things on the market that come into being like this. And I used to, when I used to teach research to graduate students working on their dissertations, I used to use the medical model. And I look at the stuff that happens now, okay, they just streamline things through. So, I mean, 17 years is enough time. I don't remember out of the 30 studies that Scotty Sack sent me, I don't recall the first year. I want to say 2011 might have been the first study I saw, 2010.
It could be. And by the way, there are many more studies than the 30 he sent you. I think we've got a little over 30 on our information website. There's a paper about vitamin C, one of the patents on the product. When you have this in your system, your body as a human being begins producing endogenous vitamin C, which is fascinating in and of itself, because human beings don't do that. And when you have this product present, your body starts creating its own endogenous vitamin C at the level each of us need, which can be different for sure. But it doesn't do it by correcting or fixing the damaged gene that prevents us from making our own vitamin C. It does it through a reoxidation process that Roland certainly can talk about. That's one of the papers on there. There's another paper about type 1, type 2 diabetes being shown that the body corrected. We're told type 1 can't be
Which product
corrected.
is that the spray, Sean, that you're
Yeah,
rubbing
that's the
if you just.
spray. Yeah, I mean the spray is the first and longest available. The gel I think was released in 2021, and the cream either later in 2021 or early 2022. But the spray has been around a long time.
Yeah, but the gel is basically the same
It
as
is.
the spray. We just added a bit of edible xanthan gum to it to make it to stick to the skin or to the gum or wherever, using it to hyper focus or more focus the effect onto one area.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic stuff to know. And so let me ask another technical question, because if I don't ask this, I'm going to get this in the comments. Okay, I trust, because we have some professionals that follow me. Any evidence or research done or need to know on interaction effects with other things people might be taking? Maybe they're taking something for bronchitis or some other condition. Is there any research on interaction effects?
Yes, according to Dr. Raghavan, and he's been following all these things since he's patented, his comment is basically it's a food and it doesn't have any drug
Yeah,
interactions. We
exactly.
haven't seen any until now. And you would occasionally see when people start taking NanoSoma that they may respond to it, but it's normally a detox process than that one would see. But no drug interactions, no. So it doesn't matter what medication you take, you can always take NanoSoma with it without any worries.
Okay, that's what I would have expected to hear, because it's all natural. In fact, actually, Sean, when you and I first met, after I'd been talking to Scotty had told me, "Dave, do this every hour on the hour, and here's my medically programmed mind." That could be dangerous. And I asked you that question, Sean, and you said, "Yeah, you can use it as much as you want."
Yeah, I mean, as we jokingly say sometimes, you can use it as much as you want, and the only thing you're gonna ding is your pocketbook, because you just go through it faster. I mean, as a very current issue, my mother has been dealing with really high blood pressure and high blood sugar levels, and she's used NanoSoma daily, just 5 sprays once a day for probably 2 years now. I've encouraged her to increase that over those 2 years, and budgets and all of that. And I send her a bottle complimentary every month because I'm trying to be a good son. And she's been good. She's been really good. She's had a spike about a month ago, and I sent her 3 bottles and said, "Listen, just start doing a 5 sprays 4 times a day until you see things moving." I check in with her pretty regularly. Things have seemed to stabilize, and I think that's one of the most important things to note, that based on user feedback, is that sometimes people will read these testimonials we have, and they'll think that they're going to use this, and by lunch tomorrow, everything's going to be fixed. And while we see the profound, that's generally not the rule. Healing and
No.
a path to wellness is a journey, and everyone's journey is unique. But one of the things that we do see quite regularly, and Roland can chime in on this, and it alludes to what he said about his dad. We see the fall getting arrested. We see things stop getting worse, and it can plateau there for a little bit, and then your body can begin moving forward. It takes
Yeah,
us a
we
while
don't
to
get
get
better
to
in
a
a straight
state of
line. No.
illness. Yeah, it takes us a while to get to a state of illness or disease. It can take a minute to turn that around. Dr. Raghavan suggests we should allow 2 to 3 weeks of use for every year a person's dealt with a condition. And while we see shorter turnarounds than that, typically with more life-threatening issues, certainly very high blood pressure, heavily medicated, we pretty regularly see that come to resolution much
Yeah.
quicker than, say, somebody who's nuesance high blood pressure, things that are,
I'll give you
very
my
agitated.
time
Yeah.
frames. My time frames aren't necessarily meant to represent anybody else because I think everybody's different. But with the spray, the stairs I had to climb where I was at, okay, it took me about 2 weeks before I could do that without, like, I'd climb Mount Everest and I could get up that without huffing and puffing too much. So 2 weeks till I saw a real noticeable improvement. In terms of running sprints as part of my HIIT training, high interval intensity training, I do twice a week. I wasn't doing that for about 4 months. And in terms of the joint pain, when Scotty suggested I use the gel and rub on my knee and my shoulder, the shoulder real quick, a month, I was felt no pain at all. Took about 3 months for my knee to where I would still feel some soreness. Now I feel nothing. I feel it in the muscles, but not in the joint. But it was about 3 months. So, and some people will write to me, say, Dave, I've been using the product on my knee and I've had arthritis for 40 years. And I wrote back, well, how long have you been using the product? A week, and I don't notice any difference yet. Well, you got to give it a chance. And that's why the testimonials that I get are incredible. I was speaking last year here at the Watchman Conference in Dallas, and I had people come up to me, says, Dave, you've been this was actually 2 months after I'd start taking the product. And they came up and says, yeah, you start advertising for this. I used it. It was tremendous. I had three people come up to me at that conference. And I only had been marking it for about a month.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's amazing. I can tell you because you are an affiliate with us in our IWantMyHealthBack.com movement. I see over the last year, I mean, you've got listeners that came in through your Common Sense show that have got 15 orders now. I mean, 9, 10, 12, constantly. I see all that data. And what that tells me, as I've always known, when people have an experience, they continue that path. And when people are consistently investing in a product, that shows you the benefit. Not everybody's going to raise their hand and say, let me tell you my story, though we do get a lot of them. And when you are at least signed up for the newsletter through iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges, you get that once a week. We send a newsletter with testimonials, and it's a true blessing for me, anyhow, to see this because it's meaningful work. My transition
I agree.
and calling to this particular role in life at this particular time is the greatest blessing of my professional career, and it's just wonderful. And I think that I speak for Roland when I say that would be the same for him.
I totally agree. I've had really good experience with a gold company I've been with for 9 years as an advertiser, but I have to tell you, their integrity is second to none. And I've invested myself in them personally as a customer, and they never push. You close your own deal, and I completely trust them. And they're not like a lot of the gold companies that are ripping people off. Okay, that's the integrity that I think our company has here, with Magic Dicol and the NanoSoma products. There is no high pressure sales. For me, I just tell my story. But I see other advertisers too, like my friend Sarah Westall. Just straight up honest. Here's what it is. Here's what we know. This is how it works. A little different for everybody. And so what I'm really impressed by is the integrity of the company. The integrity of the company, I really think is second to none. There's no high pressure sales like you see on late night TV, and hey, hurry, supplies limited. We don't do that crap.
Yeah, no, and we actually don't do any of that kind of traditional, even traditional, what's now traditional digital advertising. I mean, we've got some search engine stuff because it's important to be found. What we have found to be the most valuable for everybody is to build relationships with people like yourself, like Sarah Westall. Have you used the product? Have you have an experience with the product? And then just talk to your audience about it. And then we come on every now and again and have a lovely conversation about it because it helps put clarity to people. It answers questions for people, which is great to have Roland on the show today. We cannot buy advertising at any level that delivers the level of trust that you have with your audience.
That's true.
Can't do it. Can't do it. And we could spend all kinds of money trying and just doesn't work. It's not the same. So there is nothing that is going to replace the value of your personal experience, Dave, and others that we work with these products.
Yeah,
And that's
and
the integrity.
to add to what Sean said is that we don't have paid models or narrators reading off a script. We only allow influencers or whatever you would like to call them to speak when they've had the experience because that is the most authentic.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Dr. Hillerman, I'd like to ask you this question. Do
Yes.
we have any information that people use the product, they experience significant gain, and then they stop using the product? Do we know what the absence of the product does after it's been successful?
Yes, we do. There are basically two scenarios. If you are generally well and you have an acute condition and you take it and NanoSoma helps it go away, it'll stay away when you stop taking it. But for all chronic conditions where the cause of it cannot be removed because it's a genetic thing or inherent thing or something that has to do with age or a degenerative disease, the symptoms will slowly come back. So, for example, let's take you for example. The lung issue you had was something acute. NanoSoma helped it go away. And if you now stop taking the NanoSoma, the lung issue probably won't come back. But if you were to carry on as you did without the NanoSoma, your knee issue may come back because that's part of who you are, or that's a chronic condition. Dr. Raghavan always says we should never stop, but I try and differentiate between those two. If it's an acute condition, it probably won't come back. If it's something chronic, it might after a while of stopping.
Yeah, and that's a great question. And just to chime in on that, this is one of the things we work really, really hard to help customers and potential customers understand about these products. I'll use myself as an example. I'm going to be 55 in a month. I'm blessed with really good health. I feel that I'm youthing since I've used these products for over 4.5 years. I feel like I have a youthful physical sense of myself, mental clarity, all of these things, like I'm in my 30s. And because I'm healthy, I could stop using the product. However, I have an understanding of the long-term benefits. For example, patented vitamin C production happening in my body because I'm using this product. I understand the critical importance of that to my entire immune system. The fact that another patent, it regulates our vitamin D nuclear receptor. In fact, all 48 or 9 of our nuclear receptors, there's nothing else known to regulate any of them. If you have overactive or underactive nuclear receptor activity within your cells, your body can have issues. So the fact that those are being regulated through the presence of this product, I'm unlikely to have those issues. Doesn't mean it can't happen. It's pretty unlikely it's going to happen. Those things enough, that level of understanding is reason enough for me to maintain my use for the rest of my life. And I understand that. We work really hard to help you understand that. So we're trained by the medical system to think if I have this condition, I need this solution. That's big pharma. That's all that stuff. But it's deeper than that. It's behaviorism that, okay, I have this condition. I'm going to use this product. My condition got better. I don't need to use this product. So I'm going to stop using this product. It's way deeper than that from a continuous
So
use.
the difference
And
is with chronic and acute is what I'm hearing. Chronic conditions, you're going to probably need to be on this for forever. And with acute, maybe not so much so. I'll show you. Here's an acute deal. I tried to cut my finger off the other day. Okay. And this is my faith. This is my faith in this product. I gashed it with scissors. I know I probably needed stitches. I go, oh, come on. I'm taking care of my wife post-surgery. I can't have the time to go sit in an emergency room for 6 hours on a weekend, to get stitches. So I said, well, Sean, you told me about experience you had. So what I did is I used two of the products. I used the gel and I used the cream, and the wound is closing. I'm not going to need stitches. I'm going to have an ugly scar, but my age scar on my index finger, I'm not too worried about that. But the deal is though, the product worked as you told me it worked for you. Those words, because we did a show together about a year ago, and you had mentioned about I think it was a burn you had.
No, it was me trying to cut my thumb
It was a,
off.
yeah, okay.
My thumb. As you know, we've talked about before, I really enjoy cooking. And so, I do the bulk of that. And I'd gotten a new food slicer and I was first time using it, making some scalloped potatoes. And the first dang potato, I missed the guard, bumped my thumb on the blade and didn't really feel anything. But I thought, okay, we'll get this bleeding under control. Well, all of a sudden I realized I can't get this bleeding under control. It was bad. Once I finally did, I realized the cut was about 1.5 inches vertically down my thumb from the tip, about 1.5 inches down. And literally almost into the nail bed. Serious. Probably should have had about 12 stitches at least, I would guess. But I don't, that's not bad enough for me to engage going to the emergency room or whatever. So got the bleeding under control, got my gel out, put a bunch of gel on there, bandaged it up. I did that morning and night, twice a day, morning and night for 2 weeks. And in 2 weeks' time, it was very difficult to even see there was a cut there. That's just rapid wound healing. And I have used it on so many things. Kitchen burns. Yeah, I bump my knuckle on a hot oven rack, put the gel on there, burning sensation's gone typically in less than a minute. And in a couple of days, you can't even tell. I mean, that's back to your one of your first things. That's the visible signs of that pluripotent stem cell activity. It's the body's using that as a means to rapidly heal itself.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. Dr. Hillen, before we close, I'd like to ask you in terms of your practice, how much in your practice do you find yourself using these products compared to, say, prescriptions?
More and more, almost all the time. Because I used to prescribe naturopathic medicines and herbal and homeopathic medicines all the time, but I find that the probability of improvement is much higher using NanoSoma. And if you use other products, the process of selection is very time consuming and a bit of a hit and miss. And with NanoSoma, it's a hit almost every time. So it's
Yeah.
been wonderful. And the most profound thing that I've seen in a large amount of patients has been what is called metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is high blood pressure, high blood sugar, and high cholesterol levels or blood lipid levels. And it's a big thing in our society today and in our culture, which is we eat too much sugar and you become insulin sensitive and insulin resistant. And that certainly goes down. There's a Dr. Raghavan explains the whole chain of events, how you become less insulin resistant and your blood sugars become normal. Type 2 diabetes, we know, but type 3 diabetes is going in the direction of Alzheimer's. And there's more and more research showing that high blood pressure is also linked to insulin sensitivity, insulin resistance, I apologize. So it's probably something that is a reason why most Westerners should be taking it, because
Yeah.
almost all of us will end up at least insulin resistant, if not type 2 diabetic.
I interviewed some researchers at Cal Berkeley about 12, 13 years ago, and they were looking at longevity and they were looking at studies on all-cause mortality and so forth, and fascinating guys. And they told me, they said, Dave, if we could find an answer to negate a lot of the toxins we put in our bodies, we could live to be 120. I go, that's biblical. That's the Genesis 6. And they go, yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. But we think we could live to be about 120 instead of the 77, 78 years that most people live. And I said, well, what would you do? They go, well, we're kind of looking for Einstein's universal field theory in longevity treatment. And that was their response. And they say, we're working on it, but we're not quite there yet. And I said, well, what's your major obstacle? And they said, the FDA. They said, it's
Well.
every time we come up with another step on this product, they said, we get FDA interference. And yet we do better research than most of the pharmaceuticals that hit the market. What's keeping the FDA from coming down on this product because it's competition for their favorite son?
Well, I'll answer that since Roland's in the EU. We are very mindful of how to communicate with our customers and potential customers about the products. Number one, it is a natural product. It is considered grass by the FDA, which is generally recognized as safe. And so there's not a regulation around that. And we don't make wild claims. We don't make any claims. We
Exactly.
let people share their experience. And, you had an experience, so on and so forth. It happens a lot. And I think it's our professionalism. It's our understanding of how to operate within a space that other people have had issue in. I think that's a fair response.
Well, Sean, let me ask you this, and then Dr. Rowland, the same question for you. In your regions of responsibility, North America, Europe, how many customers do you estimate use the products? Sean, first you in North America.
I'd have to look, but last time I looked, and it's in the thousands, certainly more than 5,000, probably about to be 10,000. We go through a lot of product, and it's a constant learning opportunity. It's a constant education process to reach more and more people, and we're finding more and more people reaching out because they're looking for natural solutions as they come to awareness of their path to wellness.
Yeah, it's And what's interesting too about what Sean, I know your emphasis is, because I've seen it in our meetings that we have, is that your sales representatives have to have experience with the product. And
Absolutely.
this is why when Scotty brought me the, hey, Dave, you need these products. You look terrible. Okay. We went from there and Scotty says, would you like me to introduce people who are behind the product? Yeah. And then, okay, Dave, are you interested in marketing the product? And I said, well, if it could do for everybody else what it did for me, absolutely. That's how I got started. But people use this product. This is one thing I want our audience to know. You're not getting slick salesmen to hop from company to company. The people that represent these products actually use them. Roland, go back to the numerical estimate of Europe. Do you have any idea about the size of your customer base?
It's several thousand, but I don't know exactly. I'd have to look it up. We're lagging a bit behind the USA because we started here about 2 or 3 years after, about 2 years later. So we're lagging behind, but we're catching up. But
Yeah, you
it's
had some
several
kind of
thousand. Dave, you
regulation.
have to know we buy a ton at a time and bottle it. So it's there are
Yeah.
numerous customers.
Okay. I won't be happy though until these thousands gets into the millions.
Yeah,
Because
absolutely. Us too.
I had a guy write
Thank
to
you,
me, he said,
Dave.
no kidding, 2 days ago. I'm going to use it in one of my promotions here. I'm going to get his permission and use it. But a guy wrote me an email and said, Nanosoma is proof of God. I'm not kidding.
I
This is what
love
the guy
that.
said to me, and that was the title of the email. I'm going to get back in touch with him and say, can I use this for a promotion?
I love it.
But I've heard the product referred to as the God particle.
Yeah, that's what Dr. Raghavan refers to it as, this active ingredient of this nanoemulsion of polycosanol refers to it as the God particle. I mean, it's truly profound. Depending on a person's inclination, belief system, so on and so forth, I personally find a very spiritual connection with it. And I can't even define that. I just it's something more than just a product. It's something a lot more than just a supplement. In fact, if you go on to the magicdicol.info website, underneath, I think there's a link that's where the research papers are held and all of that. But on that info site, I'm not sure if it's on the iwantmyhealthback.com website. There is a video. It's about 1 minute, maybe 1 minute 10 seconds, that a blood microscopist in London named Carolyn Mansfield did. She analyzes product as well. Her specialty is putting things under a microscope and seeing what's going on. She magnified Nanosoma at 1600 times what it actually looks like to us, 1600 time magnification, and did nothing else but capture a video image of it. And
Wow.
you can see these nanoparticles of this polycosanol. It looks like a galaxy teeming with life itself. It's the most fascinating thing. And all it is a magnification of what's in that bottle you've got on your desk.
Is there a video of this?
Yes, there is.
I'd be
Yeah.
interested in seeing it. I want to show something on screen here just a second before we close and whoop, that didn't work. Sorry, the best laid plans of men and mice. I guess I can't do a proper screen share with three people on. I want to talk about, okay, so you want the product? It's easy. Listen to the words. I want my health back. Okay? What a great name. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges is where you go. And these three products we have talked about here, these three products are part of a starter pack. You can get buy them individually, but if you buy them together, you get 15% off. And it's really a great way to get started. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. This is why I tried to bring up on screen. I'll have to remember you can't do that on three-way. this thing just says, okay.
Dave, I just dropped the direct link to that video in our chat.
Okay, good. I will definitely pull that up and look at it because I'm very curious. I wish I could share kind of my before and after picture too. I was looking for an old topic for research purposes. So I'm going back through all my old videos from the time I was sick. And I had a hard time just looking at myself. I was so disfigured with the sores and everything. And I'm looking at that. And then in my picture file, I have a picture of me. I'm exhausted. It's the first time I'd played basketball in over 2 decades. And my son took a picture of me. We were in the gym, and I'm sitting on the floor with the ball next to me, and I'm just exhausted. And I'd already lifted weights too. So I'm there. But he said, this is your after picture, Dad. And it was really cool because I was totally exhausted, but I did something I hadn't done in 25 years at that time.
I remember that picture, and it's fantastic because you had just achieved something you had not been able to do, and how beautiful is that?
I
It's
know.
wonderful.
Dr. Rowland, I want to express my sincere appreciation for you coming on here. We have the research studies, but there's nothing like hearing it from a medical professional to put that stamp of approval on. And America is waking up and they're moving more towards the natural. I mean, frequency medication approaches now is becoming big, and this is becoming big, and people are expanding treatment options now for their maladies. And I think this is one of the things that people should strongly consider. So before we close, I'll give that address out again. I want my healthback.com/Dave Hodges and the starter pack, all three products together, 15% off. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate your time. And to my audience, I heard your requests and statements. We've answered the call. And thank you all for joining us. Gentlemen, great job. Thank you.
Thank you
Thank you,
very
Dave.
much, Dave.
Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Hey, I just did an interview with Jeff Kruger, and I got to tell you, what a fantastic journalist he is. And we talked about Epstein, but more importantly, we talked about Bongino, Patel. What the hell are they afraid of? Look at their body language in an interview they did on Fox News with Marie Bartiromo. You look at that and you say, these aren't their words. Something is being hidden. We're not being told the truth. What it is, I mean, we can speculate all day long, but I wanted to play this interview because, number one, we put some great content up on our TV show. So I'm going to play about 10 minutes for you and let you see what kind of stuff we put up there in terms of geopolitics. We do other stuff too, and I've talked to you about that. But before we go there, I just wanted to let you know that we're just going to let this play through to about the 10-minute mark, and then you can go see the rest of it over at thecommonsenseshow.tv. And we're going to do a whole lot more investigative journalism like this. All right, here we go. Okay, there's my guest, Jeff, and I'm just going to play this through the first 10, and I'm telling you, your eyes are going to pop out of your head on some of this stuff, and the best is over on the TV show. Hey, everybody, Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're coming to you live from the Noble Gold Studios. And hey, let Noble Gold protect you from what the banks can do to you under Dodd-Frank. Let Noble Gold help you invest wisely. And the best people I've ever dealt with. No call centers, no pressure. You close your own deal. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, and I'll send you out a free information packet. Our guest in this segment is Jeff Greer, and he is the president and managing partner for WGSO Radio in New Orleans. And he's been doing this stuff since 1999, got a good history. He's interviewed presidents and speakers of the House, and the background he possesses is phenomenal. He seems to be everywhere all at once. He's got his own dish network. It's incredible. I just, like I said, but I don't want to waste a lot of time because our time is short going through the extensive resume because that could take up the whole show. But what we're going to talk about here is something that I'm impatient about, and I have raised this issue myself to some degree because it reminds me of Ken Lay of, well, you know that story with Ken Lay, right? Okay. I don't want to go into that here, but I'm not trusting what we've been told about Epstein, and neither is our guest. And so I want to welcome you to the show, first time appearance on the Common Sense Show. And I got to tell you've been saying what I think a lot of people are thinking with regard to the Epstein situation. And so let's just jump right into that. What are your concerns and what have you found?
Well, Dave, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure being on your program. So, yeah, as you've outlined, I've been doing this a long time, been observing, commenting on politics for decades, and it just doesn't smell right to me, the whole Epstein so-called suicide. You look at the particular prison he was in. We have to believe that his cellmate was moved out the day before, that the cameras weren't working, that the guards fell asleep. We have to believe that the injuries that were sustained to his neck were highly unusual for a suicide, according to renowned forensic pathologist Dr. Michael Bodden. And we have to trust the word of our government officials who tell us, oh, they looked into it, it was a suicide. Some people that knew him well, his brother says it was not a suicide. His lawyers say it was not a suicide. So I have always questioned it ever since August of 2019 when we were told that this happened. And I was hoping under the Trump administration, we would get disclosure, we would get truth. And I think they've made progress on some issues, definitely. And I think overall, he's doing a very good job. But on this issue, I have to say I'm very disappointed, Dave.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are really impatient. I see a lot of chatter on X about show us the list. And if you were to speculate, is it because who might be on the list is the reason we're not getting the truth?
Definitely. 100%. I mean, let's just look at it. We were told we would get the list. We were told the files were on her desk, the Attorney General, Pam Bondi. Then when they released a folder with recycled information, she said, oh, well, they didn't give her all the information. And then supposedly a truckload of information was delivered to her office the next morning. And then 1,000 agents were working 24/7 on this, trying to get to the all the information so it could be released to the public. Well, we're 2.5 months later, 3 months later, and Dave, we've gotten no additional information. Kash Patel, when John Kennedy, our senator, questioned him, said they're working on it. Said they're working on it. So, what takes this long, Dave? I don't know if you've got 1,000 people working on this into the wee hours of the night. What is the deal here? People aren't looking for videos to be released. We don't want any of that pornographic material released. We want
Sure.
the files, the names, the people that were involved in this. That's what the American people are looking for.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for too. And quite frankly, I'm less concerned about who's on the list that full disclosure and justice gets done because that's what we were promised in the campaign. And now we have a glaring exception to that. I'm going to speculate here. And listen, I have no proof, but you know that Jeffrey Epstein had to have a lot of dead man switches around the planet, that his death would trigger any number of things to be disclosed. And that was the protection he'd have against assassination. And I went through this with Ken Lay and Enron, and I won't go into the detail, but we never believed Ken Lay committed suicide. For the same kind of reasons. And in fact, Ken Lay even joked with us on a conference call, we all better have our dead man switches in play because we were violating the government's Invention Act of 1951, coming out with some new technology. And they didn't want that. And that they took him down and they invented all those charges. And I've seen this game played before. There you get a deal. Hey, we go into all different aspects of considering this. But that's a good program we have over in the TV show. I'd encourage you to go join it, thecommonsenseshow.tv. And I'll tell you, it's eye-opening. And this man's a great journalist. Great journalist. He's worthy of you following him as well. Hey, thanks for joining us here. We're coming back. There is some stuff you need to know about Russia. They're in trouble, big trouble. And it's not just the war in Ukraine. In Iran, well, are we looking at a regime change that's underway? Very possibly.